18-year-old Adawiya has to take the inner city train every week between her home and school.
The new train is more comfortable and much faster than the older one. The women-only compartments also make me feel safer.
The train Adawiya takes comes from the first order the Chinese railway manufacturer CWRC Corporation got from Malaysia. After 5 years of participation in the Malaysian market, CWRC now shares 80% of the market and its ASEAN manufacturing center in Batu Gajah also went into operation months ago. Wang Lu Ke, general manager of a branch company of CWRC, explains why CWRC can become the main driving force of Malaysia's railway transportation equipment.
Because our first order is successful. After the 38 trains put into operation in 2010, all of them have been running well. Besides, we also provide maintenance service for them, so our clients are satisfied with us and thus trust us. After that, we received orders of light rail and trunk rail in succession.
CWRC also provides 90% of its positions at the manufacturing center in Batu Gajah with locals and shares the most advanced technologies with them. As CWRC's module of integrating products, service, investment and technology grows mature in Malaysia, it has also attracted many clients from surrounding countries. Malaysian Transport Minister Liu Tung Lai highlights China's initiative of the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, saying it is a good opportunity to improve Malaysia's transport network.
As the Transport Minister, my job is to ensure the construction of railway and harbors, which are the most important part of Malaysia's infrastructure construction. Malaysia fully supports China's One Belt, One Road initiative because this initiative goes in line with Malaysia's current economic adjustment and reform, and it will benefit both China and Malaysia.
Chinese councillor to Malaysia, Wu Zhengping, says since countries included in the One Belt, One Road initiative have great demand in railway construction, the Malaysian side hopes to hop on the express train of the Chinese economy through the initiative.
They believe that the Chinese market and the Chinese economy will bring good chances for them to develop the Malaysian economy, so they are very willing to cooperate with China.
China and ASEAN countries have already initiated a series of cooperation programs. They have also decided to sign a framework agreement on China-ASEAN city-to-city cooperation. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.